Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas. Starbands Audio.
Like, remember when we went, when I was like, let's climb Everest,
yep.
And you just like, you pushed me down, and like, you're not really a violent guy, but you pushed me down. You used two open hands and you pushed me.
That's right.
And you pushed me on my shoulders and I fell to the ground on my scapula. And you were like, it's a commercial climbing highway, and you were so mad.
Because it's not what it was.
Yeah, you're like, look, if we did what we did back in the day, fine. You were so mad. It's like you just kept shouting, it's not the 80s anymore. It's not the 80s anymore.
Well, can I tell you something? And I think you know this, but if it wasn't clear before, let me make it clear. I wasn't mad at you. I was mad at the situation. I was mad
it felt
at the commercial.
Personal because,
I know,
because you
and I apologize. I know, and I apologize. Yeah, and yeah. If I'm not mistaken, I stood over you and I let my spit fall down onto your face. And I again, like, that was malicious, but I was never mad at you. It was about the situation.
I knew you kept yelling. It's like, it's a commercial highway. Mm-hmm. It's people back to back getting escorted up the mountain. It's not what it was. But then, like, you're making your point, but you're also standing over me. You push me down.
Yeah.
I recall my words were like, ow, my scapula.
Yeah, your scapula is fucked up.
And your spit wasn't like you were like gesticulating
No, it didn't just happen to come
out.
You
deliberately leaned over and there was like a little, like, you formed saliva on your lips, you pursed them, and then they became bigger, and it was like a bigger droplet until it was like a big Hawking loogie, and you just kind of like, like, you purposefully spat it onto my forehead, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, I was like, okay, there's mad, but that's a little beyond the pale, felt like.
Yeah, it definitely, and again, like, all I can do in retrospect now is apologize. I was not mad at you. Like, it was just, it was about the situation. And like, when I put my boot heel on just the tip of your nose and I was sort of like gradually increasing the pressure on there,
mm-hmm.
Like,
because
that,
the nose is like, that part is cartilage. So I was like, that's fine. That's cartilage. It's fine.
Yeah, yeah. But I was increasing the pressure.
The upper part of the nose is like, you know, fragile bone.
Yeah.
And you were increasing the pressure to the point where you're splintering the bone.
Yeah. And again, like,
and I was like, again, that feels like that's beyond the pale.
I know. And like, looking back on it now, I'm like, yeah, that probably was. But it was the situation. I was never mad at you.
It was like, you're spitting on your best friend,
yep,
and you're crushing his nose with your boot heel. It feels like it's too much.
Yeah,
I know you were mad. Look, and I know it was my fault.
It wasn't.
I'd thought through when I offered, like, we should climb Everest, because all I was thinking about was how much fun we have when we affix our tent to the side of the mountain.
Yeah,
like, that's all I was thinking. So I just kind of threw Everest out, and then you lost it, man.
I did.
You lost it.
I really did.
You were so mad.
I was.
You're like, we want to go up the west face, south face. We're not going through the Kumba ice fall.
No.
We're not taking the route. You want to climb K2? You're like, you're on board.
Oh yeah, right? K2.
You're
K2.
Just,
yeah. K2, we can do K2 climb. All day.
Right. You were just mad at like having to queue up and you felt like it didn't have the same, the bona fides are different now than they were back in the day. And that's, I think, what you were upset at.
I was upset. And I was upset that you wanted to use oxygen. Like, because I'm an alpinist. I'm a purist.
Yeah.
When
Some people might even call you an alpinist. Yeah.
I it's ropes and it's crampons and that's it.
Right. It was funny though, because like, I mean, and everybody who listens to our podcast, by the way, this is Mike and Tom Eat Snacks.
Mike and Tom Eat Snacks.
Mike and Tom Eat Snacks.
So my good friend, Michael Ian Black.
And my good friend, Tom Gavin.
And he's talking about like how he's a purist to a point, but he's also like, You're a clear-eyed, calculating mountaineer, and so you, as a fella, you know what you're doing, and you go out and do it. But you were scoffing at Alex Hanold, who was free solo. He's like, you were so mad.
Yeah.
You know, we were invited down to a screening of that as being the expert climbers that we are. And you were like, for what? What an idiot. You just like, it was hard for the people watching because you're like, I'm climbing without ropes.
I wouldn't shut up during the screening. Yeah. People got mad.
We missed like half of it because you were like, I'm climbing without ropes.
Yeah.
Even when they were doing the part with him and his girlfriend and they weren't climbing, they were buying a fridge.
Yeah, they were just talking.
They were buying a fridge.
Yeah,
and you were like, "I'm climbing without ropes."
I was way out of line there.
I mean, it just felt like
the fact that I elbowed you in the eye, like, why? Yeah. Why would I do that?
Because I'm your partner, you know, your podcast partner, just sitting watching the thing, and I'm intrigued at this movie, and pow, a roundhouse elbow.
Yeah,
just almost took my eye out of the socket. And I'm like, what was that for? And you said, I'm climbing without ropes. And I'm like, well, first off, you're not. We're both watching the screening and everybody's like, you know, this is the problem you get when you're super famous, like we are in the podcast world, where people want to shush you and shut you up, but they're afraid because of your power.
Well,
right?
it's like, you know, they
turn around, but they don't say anything. And I think they, by rights, they should have just tossed you.
Oh yeah. Oh, by the second time I said it, I should have been out of there, you know? Yeah. And certainly by the time I was like kicking the lady in front, like her seat,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
She was an old woman too.
She was
you could hear her bones like rattling.
She was the mother of one of the festival people that had invited us, and he didn't cover himself with glory because you were kicking her chair and climbing the ropes and her, you could feel her vertebrae rattling, and he just sat beside her and said, just ignore him.
Yeah, yeah.
And you were impossible to ignore because you were physically assaulting people.
Yeah. Oh God.
So it was really hard
to ignore.
I feel
bad about that now.
Yeah. I thought like, we get into the second half hour, he's gonna abandon I'm climbing without ropes.
Oh, it got
come
worse.
Up with something else. But you didn't. You just kept.
It got
you just kept,
worse.
You just kept. You doubled down.
I was trying. Well, you remember I was trying to start the chant. Fall, fall, fall.
Yeah,
fall.
Right.
People did not appreciate that. Hanold
was there, and they knew that he hadn't died because he was there. One, and two, it felt sort of like it was betraying the spirit of the movie to hope for his death.
Totally.
And you're like, I'm climbing the ropes. I hope you fall. And he wasn't quite sure. He wasn't, well, am I in an absurd kind of black theater moment? Like what's going on? Like, is it, he just didn't really know if this was some kind of like, you know, off the rails black money theater thing.
Yeah,
like,
is this some sort of bit? Am I being pranked? Is this jackass? Like, what's going on here?
Because I want to be in on the joke if I'm being pranked and there's cameras and this is just some kind of like crazy, you know, like kind of like experimental theater thing.
It wasn't that at all.
It wasn't. No, you were genuine in your emotions.
Acting up.
You wanted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just acting up.
Yeah.
because he was like, because I'm an alpinist, you know?
Yeah, right.
So for
you're a purist. But
for me, it's about ropes.
People say Hanold's a purist.
Yeah, no. Because he's not using ropes and he's not using crampons.
That's why they call him a purist.
No. But I'm saying I'm a purist and I use ropes, crampons.
Yeah.
That's it.
Right.
So who's this joker?
You're like, well, I mean, people say he's just dedicated to climbing. He's doing it all by himself the way people had to do it before they invented ropes, right? And so he's, in a strange way, and you are sort of on the same team. But instead, you're like, would you stay in a hotel instead of a stupid, stinky van?
Yeah.
You know, you just...
Well, I'm a purist in that way. Like, if you're going to be there, you should stay in a nice hotel.
Right. But again, some people might argue that maybe that's not, you know, being a purist. But your argument is like, I'm not in my house.
I'm not in my house. Why wouldn't I stay
in a five-star hotel?
It doesn't have to be five-star. It could be four-star, depending. Like, if you're in Nepal or whatever, and the Four Seasons is booked up, because, you know, in the climbing season, it might get booked up. Mm-hmm. You go and, you know, you stay at the four-star version of that.
I see.
You know.
And what about helicoptered? You said you want to get like escorted into base camps.
You go, you get choppered in as high as you can go.
Because you don't want to. Like, well.
Yeah, you get choppered into base camp too.
For like 2 months.
Yeah.
Acclimatizing.
Nah, I'm a purist.
Staying in tents. No. You're a purist.
Yeah.
So you don't stay in the tent.
No. You chopper in, you chopper out.
Right.
And then it's just ropes and crampons.
Yeah, but some people say like choppering up to base camp 3, which is as high as the chopper can go. You don't have some people have a problem with that because look, first off, he didn't climb it, and he's hiding behind the ropes and crampons argument that he's a purist, but he's just getting choppered in, you know, and then he's getting a couple of Sherpas to carry him up there, which sort of feels
they're not carrying. They're not carrying me unless it's really slippery. You know, they carry my gear.
Yeah, but it's the face of like, you know.
So they'll carry my my food, they'll carry my water, they'll carry my my oxygen, they'll carry if my crampons are heavy, they'll carry my crampons, you know.
Right.
They're not carrying me unless it's slippery.
But by definition, these 8,000 peak mountains are slippery.
They can get pretty slippery, yeah.
Yeah, so they carry you.
Sometimes, if it gets slippery, yeah.
And some people's argument is like, not really, to get choppered in and then carried to the top doesn't feel like a purist move. But you're like, oh, I'm sorry, are there crampons and ropes involved? And people concede that there are.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just stamp it with, well, I'm a purist.
Yeah, so that's why when you said we should do Everest, I'm like, bro.
Yeah, you put
it takes my spit,
you were so mad.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're so mad. Well, you know, live and learn. I won't make that mistake. Like from here on in, we'll be climbing K2 or some of the other mountains, you know. Or if we
I'm not sure how high you can chopper in on K2. Because it's real steep, it's
the most technical mountain.
It's so technical.
Yeah, you can't chopper in. So you remember you were like, but just like you said to me, bring your laptop and we'll just FaceTime from the top and I'll be up there. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I don't know that you get credit for that.
Well, you green screen.
Like, bro,
you green
bro,
screen.
I'm a purist.
Yeah.
Right. But again, walk me through that. You're not actually there.
I would be. You know, if I could chop her in, I would be.
Right. But everybody will be killed if you chop her in. So
yes, that's what am I going to do? I'm going to put people at risk. You know, for me to get to the top of K2, come on.
Right.
I'm not trying to be a dick. I'm not trying to be a hero. I'm just trying to say that I went to the top of K2.
So physically actually joining me in climbing it is not really on the table, though. Why? You just want me to FaceTime and you're going to do that.
It's horrible. Have you ever tried to climb a mountain? It's horrible.
Right.
It's so slippery.
Yeah, you climb it because it's a challenge and it's there and that's why you climb it.
Yeah.
Right?
No, I know.
Because being face, like FaceTiming from the top and then claiming you climbed K2, You know, there's a bunch of people in the mountaineering community that have issue with that.
Yeah, but I'm a purist. Like for me, you know, you've seen my mailbox. It's at the top of a hill. Like I get winded just get going to get the mail. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you make Martha go get it. You're like, oh, right. I see how hard. Yeah,
so I'm gonna start at the bottom of K2, and I'm gonna go to the top. I'm gonna get winded.
Right, you would get winded. There's no doubt about that.
So, and then all I've got is ropes and crampons and then whatever my Sherpas can carry.
Right.
So.
Well, I will say this. You're at the top of your game.
Thanks, buddy.
You know, you're at the top of your game in terms
that's
of climbing.
That's why I don't like these guys like Hall.
Hanold.
I don't like these guys, you know.
Well, because he's out there.
He's out there. He doesn't have ropes. He doesn't have crampons.
Boarding, working. Yeah. Yeah. You know? Climbing El Cap.
Without, and it wasn't even icy when he did it. It wasn't even slippery.
He did climb like, thousands of feet of stone-faced rock with just using his feet and hands.
Yeah, but think about it this way. Okay, so that's a vertical climb, right? And he went up, 3,000 feet, whatever it is?
Uh-huh.
If you just took that vertical and you made it horizontal, you could walk that in about 5 minutes. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So what's the accomplishment? Well,
I know the words that you're putting together back.
No,
to
but
back.
I'm saying what's the accomplishment?
I don't know what the
you
point
could
is.
Walk it in 5 minutes. You could probably jog it in 3. I could not get winded, but you could jog it in 3.
Are you close to your bathroom?
Mm-hmm.
Right. So if I took that, how close are you? Like 20 feet to your bathroom?
Yeah, probably something like that.
So if I took that 20 feet. And it's a horizontal walk, I'm assuming, to your bathroom?
Sure.
And I made it vertical. Mm-hmm. Suddenly, you'd have a real challenge. And you'd have to crap your pants. And Hanold took that vertical challenge, you know, and he took it 100-fold and greater, more, and managed to, you know, overcome that challenge, meet that challenge. That's pretty impressive. That's why people, it's like, the point is, it's impressive especially because it wasn't horizontal.
Right. No, I understand that. But show me.
Okay, you do understand. It feels like you don't understand.
Show me in that movie where he put on crampons. Show me where he put on crampons. Show me where he used ropes.
That's the point. He's climbing it solo.
That's such a poser. It's called, he's such a poser.
Yeah, some people would say the opposite of that, because he's very honest. His candor was well met, and he risked his life to meet a challenge. You just hate him. You were just like he's
that's
you're
a glory
like,
hog.
You're like everything's wrong with the sport. Yeah, you're only in it for the Oscars. You kept yelling at him.
All right, we'll be right back with ratings and more. Mm. You know what I eat when I'm mountain climbing?
Yeah, I do. You need to have like
some good snacks. You better have some snacks.
That's the reason we got into it, as you recall. Because listen, folks, on Mates, Mike and Tom Eat Snacks, we go by the purse system where we pick the snack, we eat the snack, and we rate the snack. But Michael and I have been, even before we became world famous podcasters, because we genuinely respect the snack game.
Mm-hmm.
We play it straight, we always have. And we've been fascinated and interested in snacks from way back, way before it gave us these lavish lifestyles and choppers anytime we want them and 5-star hotels. We appreciate and value the snacks. And what's interesting is about the mountain climbing, Michael came up to me one day and he was like, what are we going to do today? And I was like, probably sit in the back and like water pistols. And he was like, that's great, but if we went climbing, we would have to pack a whole bunch of snacks and then we would eat them while we climbed. And that's what got us into the climbing world, right?
That's exactly right. I couldn't have told that story any better. That's great, But if we go climbing, we need to pack a bunch of snacks. And you remember this? And
that gets
this
us out of the house, right?
Yeah, this was the first snack you suggested. And I thought, when you suggested this snack, the snack that we're about to review, I thought to myself, great climbing snack. Great climbing snack. Yeah. I'm just going to tell them what it is.
Yeah, please.
Sun-made vanilla yogurt covered raisins.
Sun-made vanilla, sun-made vanilla covered raisins.
Are they climbing?
Oh, no, you can't.
Are they climbing
those.
That mountain
you
with the raisins?
Come
they
here.
Oh, my
come
God.
Here. Go
tell
away.
Them, look at them
come,
climbing
go,
in
go,
I hope they brought the raisins.
Yeah, no, why are you shooting? It's just raisins.
Stormtroopers hitting the ground.
These are the classics, you know?
Yeah, like, man.
These are, when I think of yogurt-covered raisins, this is what I'm thinking of right from the get-go. You
oh,
know,
yeah.
The big, the big red bag.
Yeah.
The lady it's, with the grapes.
The lady who's just so happy. It's well, what's a better day? What's a better day than being out here picking these raisins and grapes? Like, what's better than this day?
What nationality you know, she's got a, do you think she is? I always
got
in,
a
my bon- head, in my head, I have a nationality for her. I don't know if you have one.
I've got her over in Europe. How about you?
Yes, absolutely. She's wearing the red bonnet. She's got the short sleeve shirt with the blue stripes on it and a big basket of grapes. Sun-kissed on her cheeks and just looks so happy to be picking grapes. To me, she's always been an Italian.
Mm, yeah. Sort of like a Tuscan Valley Italian?
Yep, Tuscan Valley Italian. Sure. Hey, I picked the grapes. I'm so happy. You know, like that kind of thing.
I love these grapes.
Papa, I picked the grapes.
You're sleeping with Antonio.
No, Papa. No, Papa. I picked the grapes. I don't know.
He's a bad boy.
No, Antonio is
a
nice
boy. He's a bad boy. I see you out there. Always. Eight hours of hanky-panky.
No, hanky-panky.
1 hour of grapes picking.
No, I talk
with Antonio.
Antonio.
I see you.
He's going to be a priest, Papa. He's a nice boy, Papa.
That boy's going to be a priest as much as I'm going to be a priest. That boy is no good. He's no good for you.
I love him, Papa. Please, I love him.
I love him. I'm having his baby.
Oh!
Yeah, she's flushed, and we don't know what she's flushed from.
Yeah, we think it's from picking the grapes, but it could be from anything.
It looks like picking the grapes. That's hard work, exertion. But these Italians, they're drinking wine. They're hanging out.
They're having a great time picking the grapes.
They exude sex. It's a healthy, normal part of their society, unlike, you know, repressed America.
Sure. And you know, maybe she ends up with Antonio, maybe she doesn't. But
she won't.
I think she won't.
She, you know, it's that 17, 18, 19, like, it's the lovely life that, like, at 24, she's like, who? Oh, please.
Antonio. No.
Dirt poor farmer boy. No, thank you.
He said he was going to be a priest, but he doesn't do nothing. He lays around all day.
He could never do a priest. What do you want from priest for this guy? No, he's not a priest. I want to move to the city, yeah?
These are the vanilla yogurt-covered raisins.
Yeah, man.
And,
vanilla yogurt-covered raisins. You see they got the vanilla flour down there at the bottom. Back to the woman on the front. It's a great design. It's sort of like an old school design where they took, that you wouldn't see nowadays where they like, you know what the emblem will be? It'll be a young woman. Is she of age? We're not so sure. Flushed cheeks. She's white. Mm-hmm. You know, she's a brunette. We've got all the details that I think that you'd try and make a little more. You'd use more iconography now, but she's got like each individual grape in the basket is delineated. Mm-hmm. You know, she's what she's wearing, the bonnet. I love the big circle of sun rising behind her.
Well, she's the maid. You know, it's sun, and she's the maid.
She's the maid.
It's made
sun
by
maid.
The sun. It's sun maid.
And that's the logo. But to me, I mean, right now, you know, those people.
Oh yeah, you wouldn't come up with this logo now, but you know what they're leaning into? Because under the Sun Made it says since 1912, and they're like, this is 1912 iconography right here. 1912. Perfect.
Right.
That's what they're leaning into.
Yeah, they're like, hey, listen, there's a great war coming. Like, come on, we can all get behind some raisins.
Mm-hmm.
And 1912, folks. Sure, you're exactly right about that. And vanilla yogurt covered raisins. I mean, somebody was like, raisins? Come on.
Well, the Sun Made people at a certain point were like, look, we got raisins. We got that locked up. We got the dark raisins. We got the lighter raisins. We got raisins coming out the wazoo. We got the little boxes. We got the big boxes. We got bags. We got raisins. We got raisins coming out of every hole we got. We need to do something different. What are we going to do? Yeah. Who's got some ideas? You know?
This is what they say. They say on the back, the blurb, just simple, or delicious raisins, simple, whole fruit goodness dried by the sun. Right? So whether you're baking or there's just something so non-preservative about this and so classic. Baked by the sun, dried by the sun. Whether you're baking or on the go, enjoy the snack as timeless as the moment you're in. They're like, listen, 1912. And then below that, try our delicious yogurt-covered raisins. Whole raisins on the inside, creamy yogurt on the outside. Doesn't get tastier than that. It's just very simple. There's no gimmickry to this.
Well, the gimmick is the simplicity.
They're just like, doesn't get tastier than that. What do you want?
I opened my bag. I'm pulling some
out.
They're
like, what do you want? What do you want from me? It doesn't get tastier than that.
Papa, we put a yogurt on the raisins. It tastes delicious.
All is forgiven.
So it's not quite what I remember when I opened up the bag. I mean, I'm saying it's not a bad thing, but they're absolutely raisins drenched in what looks like vanilla yogurt. But in my memory of them, the yogurt covers the whole raisin. But here, there's kind of a swirl leaking through. You see the raisin.
You see the raisin.
A lot of these.
Correct. You do see the raisin. There's
Which
no doubt
fine.
About that.
No problem. It's just a different aesthetic than I recall.
I wonder if this is now. So my question would be. So say you go to some of those like fancier grocery stores and they've got like oftentimes in those smaller plastic containers, they have their own version of yogurt covered raisins.
Yeah.
And I wonder if those are the ones that you're confusing with the Sun Made variety. Because in my head, those ones are enrobed completely in white for when you're eating a vanilla covered raisin. And there's no raisin. There's no dark of the raisin poking through the snow, as it were. But here, you're right. If I take a half handful, every raisin, you can see the other.
In my handful, about every other raisin, you can see some of them are fully coated, some of them are not. But
if I turn them over, every one has a bit. Well, maybe not everyone, but a good 90% has a little bit of darkness poking through.
And it's kind of, it gives you a little swirl, a little raisin swirl. It puts me in the mind of a cinnamon raisin toast. Terrific. That's a good mind to be in.
Exactly right. And it feels more natural that way, which is what Sun Made since 1912 was going for, right? It doesn't feel like, okay, this went through this machine, covered in raisin, come out, put in a basket. This one feels like, yeah, we dipped them in, we dipped them out. What do you want?
Yeah. The other ones, it sort of feels like they might get rejected from the line if there is raisin poking through.
Exactly right.
They're going to kick them right out of the line.
Pete, I've been looking at your work. You're at 96%. You know what that means? That means 4% are rejecto raisin.
It's not me.
That's not good enough, Pete.
It's the machine, boss. I tried everything. I took it apart. I put it back together, boss. It's the machine.
Larice, come over here.
Yeah, what do you need, boss?
So, Pete, Larice, when Pete goes home, do you use that machine?
This is my machine, boss. I'm waiting for Pete to go home so I can get on it right now.
All right, so that you both use the 112?
Yeah, the 112.
Let me just pull up the file for Larice. And 99.8.
I'll get it up. I'll get it up there today, boss. I'll get it up today. Larice, that's, to 100 today.
Anything over 99%. Pete's at 94, which puts you at 6%. Lacking raisin cover. That's just, you know what that is to me, Pete? Disgusting.
Oh, jeez.
Flat out disgusting.
You know I'm having problems at home. I'll do better, boss. I swear I'll do better.
Don't blame it on the 112, Pete. That's one thing we don't do here at the factory. You don't blame it on the 112.
There's never been a better machine made than the 112.
You think Larice has problems at home? Of course she does. She's missing a leg. Larice is over here, coming over here every day at a 99%. Hopping, 1 foot.
Doing it on
12 hours a day.
Pete, I'm doing it on one leg.
She does the 12, you do the 12. We get the 24 in there. 24 hours straight and raising things. They should all be at 99%, Pete. Everyone's got problems at home. You think I don't have problems at home? I got to pee in a sink, Pete. You think I don't have problems? And here I am, right? And I'm not blaming anything on the 112. I'm not blaming anything on the 112, Pete.
And that's not the kind of work environment you want to be in. At Sunmade, they're like, yeah, we want it to swirl, baby. Let it swirl.
Pete's like, you know where I was before this? I'd cover my raisins. And you guys are like, hey, Pete, he's back, Pete. Pete, man, you do 4 out of 100 raisins. They get covered. That's good enough for us, Pete. Pete's like, I'm in heaven. Mm-hmm. I didn't know this kind of happiness was possible. Do I have home life problems? Sure. I come in here. I work 2 hours a day at Sunmade. I cover like 4% of my raisins and people are high-fiving me. It's the greatest.
I got to eat one of these raisins. They just look good. They're very attractive looking snack.
They are really. Look at this one. I'm holding up to the camera. I don't know if you guys can see that. I don't know if your viewers or not.
Great
you see
swirl.
That one?
Yeah. Just a like little a chunk nugget of raisin swirl. In there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. As soon as I bite into it, I'm confronted by the problem that I have every time with
What's
these
that?
Raisins. Am I chewing? Am I chopping through? Mm. Or am I sucking?
Mm-hmm.
You know, every time it comes in, it's like maybe this is the one, maybe one out of every four, I kind of suck soft and then kind of swallow down. But I got to tell you, every time I put one in, it's like maybe is this the one? Your teeth kind of want to not gnash with gusto, but you do sort of want to get the soft chew going almost right off the bat. One other thing you can do is, folks, you can take the yogurt covered raisin. When you bite down, you kind of like chop it in two, opening up the yogurt, and then that becomes something that you can like lodge into the side of your mouth and kind of suck off the yogurt. And then chew what remains of the raisin. These are all body, B-A-U-D-Y terms to use, but that's just how it is when you're eating raisins.
Look, you suck the yogurt off the raisin. This is industry stuff. And if your mind wants to go to the gutter with that, by all means, feel free. But you're revealing yourself as a noob.
Yeah, you're revealing yourself as a noob and not someone who plays it straight.
No, we're not even going to indulge. In the sucking off jokes. That's not what we do. It's not what we're about.
That's not us.
Okay.
No. We're not the guys at the.
You can bite a little and you can suck a little. We're not demeaning ourselves. That's inappropriate. We're not going to do it.
We're not over there.
So get some of that creamy goodness in your mouth. That's not what we're about.
We're not at the Funyuns factory. Okay, folks.
This is Sunmade.
This is Sunmade. This is a bright, shiny building in California.
Wholesome. Right?
No, Papa, I did not lay in the ground with him. I did not do it.
Here's my problem with the Sunmade yogurt-covered raisin.
He's going to the problem with them.
Well, here's
my problem with the Funyun thing. Those guys, they're having a grand time.
Oh, yeah.
You know there's a dirt road, a couple of dirt roads, as a matter of fact, that lead to that factory.
Mm-hmm.
Sunmade, you're right off the interstate. You can see it off the interstate. It's gleaming, it's big, it's giant, rectangular, square, cement, you know, a lot of glass. Sunmade, right? They got the skylights up the top.
And, yeah, good looking building. You know,
yeah, you're taking one of those like anti-roads to get there, full paved. Industrial park type.
Nice landscape.
Industrial park type road. Yeah,
absolutely.
Exactly right. Mm-hmm. That's Sunmade, folks. What's the problem you have?
My problem is, even though you can see the raisin through the coating, I still feel like I'm getting too much yogurt covering. I feel like the yogurt covering is doing too much of the work. I'm not getting enough raisin. But I'm a guy who likes raisins. I want to feel like I'm eating raisins when I'm eating yogurt-covered raisins. I feel like I'm mostly eating yogurt covering, not enough raisin. It might just be that the sweetness in the yogurt covering is overpowering the sweetness in the raisin. I'm just not getting enough raisin. I like a raisin. I like a yogurt covering. I feel like I'm getting too much. It's like the cake is too frosted for me.
Devil's advocate. Those poor folk over at Sunmade are like, look, are we making raisins or making yogurt covered raisins? Right? They're like, look, better for us to give them more of the stuff that they bought than less. I think that's where I understand what you're saying, but I think they're erring on the side of excess, and in terms of a product consumer relationship, that's where you want to err. They're like, we're giving you too much. Screw you, man. Like, that's sort of their position. And they're probably not going to be as volatile about it. They're more like, probably like, F you, man. Right? You're getting mad at us for, like, giving you what you want. It says yogurt freaking covered raisins on it. You want raisins? Buy the Sunmade raisins, man. Like, that's probably their position.
I think I want covered, but I feel like I'm getting drenched, you know? I feel like I'm just getting swallowed up with yogurt covering. And here's the problem, I think, if I'm not mistaken. The raisin itself, due to its topography, due to the fact that it's a wrinkly little son of a gun, you know, got so many ridges, got a lot of surface area, a lot of places for that yogurt to get in.
To latch onto.
Yeah. And as a consequence, you're just, it's tough, I think, to get the yogurt covering in the exact right proportion that my mind is looking for. And I think I'm getting about 10 to 15% too much yogurt.
Well, I understand. It feels like a personal complaint, but for all we know, there are a bunch of viewers, and whether or not the mateys are viewers, we'll have to table that.
We can table that, yeah. But
they may very well agree with you. Sunmade, I think, we happen to know they're. They love us. They're in awe of our podcast. They wish that they'd thought of it first. There's a bunch of people on the floor there that, you know, are clamoring to get on. We understand that they were sort of their North Star, and we respect that. And so rather than savage them, I might offer the mateys and you, Magic, a solution. And it's a simple two-word solution to your excess yogurt problem, and that is why while you're eating them, two words: genelium. Because if I'm doing that right now, instantly it cuts through some of the swath of the yogurt, pulls that off, leaves you with the raisin, but also a little bit of yogurt. It's a solid solution, I think. A solid compromise, perhaps.
Sure.
For those that find, you know.
Sure.
Because, mark my words, there are some people out there going, I'm here for the yogurt. That's what I'm here for.
Absolutely.
I'm here for the vanilla yogurt. And
I can't argue with that. I mean, you signed up for yogurt-covered raisins. You're getting yogurt-covered raisins. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. There's going to be people out there who are saying, buddy, you are way out of line here. You are way out of line when you criticize the very thing that that sets it apart. And I understand that. But to me, for my palate, and you know, I got to play it straight.
You got to play it straight.
This is where I hang my hat. If I'm not playing it straight, what am I even doing? You know, for my palate, you've got a sweet raisin. You've got a sweet covering. It's too sweet. The yogurt covering is a little too much, and it's a little too sweet. And while I can eat it and enjoy it, and I do enjoy it, It's a little too. Here's who I feel like has the proportion right. Okay, and we haven't reviewed it, so this is unofficial. Okay, because we might review this, and I might totally change my mind. But unofficially,
Scotland?
In my head,
are you going to say Scotland?
No,
Scotland has the proportion right.
No, I no.
Okay.
No, I wasn't going to say Scotland. Ireland? Raisinettes.
Oh.
Raisinettes with the chocolate-covered raisin, I feel like they've got just enough chocolate on there, and it's not quite as sweet as the vanilla-covered yogurt, and I feel like it's just a thin little membrane of chocolate on that raisin. I'm getting chocolate. I'm getting raisin. I'm not getting overwhelmed by either flavor. Raisinettes, I feel like, has the proportion right. Again, that's unofficial. We have not reviewed them, just in my memory of them.
Yeah. I think you're a little bit of a raisinette whore. And I think that you're breaking Sunmaid's hearts because they're like, go get raisins. We have Sunmaid raisins if you don't like the yogurt. But
well, that's the thing. Yeah, raisin is a perfectly sweet snack. You know, I don't know
So that's what probably Sunmaid's position is like, go eat raisins. Don't go over to Raisinettes.
I understand. It just feels like they're gilding the lily.
You know how much they love us.
They do. And right now. If we're talking about just a box of raisins, a box of Sunmaid raisins, nobody does raisins better than Sunmaid. Mm-hmm. I'll say that unequivocally. Nobody, you're not going to find a better box of raisin than a Sunmaid raisin.
That's pulling them off the ledge.
Okay.
A little bit, I'm sure. Mm-hmm.
And I'm acknowledging that there's people out there I'm going to get hate mail for this one. Believe me, I know.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
And
yeah.
All I can do is take it, right? But if you say you're going to play it straight, then sometimes that means running against popular opinion. That means making some enemies. And I'm not. That's not what I'm looking to do. But if that's what happens, that's what happens. And by the way, I still like them. I still like the yogurt-covered raisin. Could I like it more? Yes.
Yeah. Well, perhaps it's ratings time then.
Ratings. Rada.
Rada.
I guess I'll go first because you know I'm in the midst of complaining.
You're on a roll.
So I've said everything I need to say. I feel like about where I am with the proportions, where I am with the taste, where I am vis-a-vis Raisinettes. Like, I feel like I've said everything I need to say about it. The only question is, you know, I said I enjoy it, and I do enjoy it. And mates are probably thinking, oh, he's probably going to give it a 3.5 or a 4. No, I said I enjoy it. I said this is a snack.
That's
okay. This is a snack. I can get
behind.
That
was your mates impression.
Oh, yeah. Not all of them.
Some of the mates sound like this.
Oh, yeah, though you can barely hear what they're saying. But some of the mateys are like, he's probably going to give it a 3.5 or a 4. That fucking guy. I love the covered raisins.
But some of them sound like this.
Yeah, probably a lot of them sound like
that. Yeah. No, I just want you to acknowledge.
Some people definitely
sound like, oh, he's going to give it a 3 or 4. But there's a wide swath of mateys that sound like,
Yeah. Yeah, it's probably 50-50.
Folks, we hear you. Again, it's debatable whether we see you or not. We hear you. But for a long time, Michael and I have, like, we've even hired, like, a team of seismographers to try and figure out what exactly that undulating frequency and sound is that we get on our inboxes. We're not sure if, like, people are stalking us or if it's just some kind of, like, feedback from the machinery. I mean, we have a massive amount of tech equipment at Mates Worldwide headquarters, and Michael and I don't know how to operate any of it.
Mm-mm.
We have a team of people that do that, but sometimes we think, you know, did somebody leave something on and it's just like playing into something? We don't know. What are we, engineers? Not really. We're snackologists. So anyway, the mateys, he's probably going to give it a 3 or 4. That's where you are.
Oh, yeah. 3 or 4. 3.5, 4. No, I'm telling you, I said right from the get-go, I enjoy them. I like them. I could like them more. 6.
Wow. I feel like you there's a 80-85% of the people over at SunMade, especially the people that work in the yogurt division, were prepared to walk out, not because they're upset with their product, but because they had nothing to live for.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if Michael Ian Black from Mates is not going to give them anything they can work with, they might as well just hang them up.
I feel like you can work with a six. You can work with a six.
That's my point. Like, wow. Like, I think they're like, oh, you're going to give us a three or a four. No, you doubled down on the three. Like, six is, look, if you look
it's respectable.
The annals of the mates ratings, like, six is more than respectable. Like, if you're to line up all the humans in the world, right, and give them a rating, you know, you come in at six, you know, that's pretty damn good. Like, you're not like, you know, you're like not like, you know, Jordan Peele, who's probably gonna come in around an eight, mm-hmm. but you're pretty good. You're pretty good at six.
Pretty good.
I just, here's I'm gonna embrace the other part of the SunMade factory and the mateys, and this is my review. Seven.
See you next week.
See you next week.
Stop and Avenue, a podcast network.